This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum, the Scandinavian Tobacco Group, Lane Limited, and thecountrysquireonline.com. We thank them for their support of this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio, broadcasting live from the Chicago Pipe Show. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD.
Hey, Bo. Man, good morning.
Good
dude.
Morning to you, sir.
Yeah, this is exciting, man. I'm a little overwhelmed, don't you think?
Yeah, look, man, it's insane. You know, we people who've been listening to the show for a while know. I mean, our first and only experience with a pipe show was New Orleans, which
That's
was
right.
a fantastic experience, just a wonderful
That's right.
Opening first show for New Orleans. But Chicago, I mean, this is a show that is well established. It has been around for years and years.
That's right.
And I mean, even just the smoking tent, when we drove up, man, we were kind of like, wow.
It's a lot larger than I ever could have expected.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun entering into the smoking tent.
Yeah.
And you kind of felt like you were in this in a cloud. And I told
right,
someone
right.
like heaven is going to smell and look a lot like this.
I
one
like
day.
It. Yeah. I think you're exactly right, man.
It's really impressive, man. There's just people from all over the world, and a lot of folks flew in and have just been really excited about the atmosphere here. So yeah, dude, game on. Yeah,
we're stoked, man. We're at Chicago, of course. We're being brought to you at Chicago here by This Pipe Life, which
That's
is
right.
a new community available to you. If you go to thispipelife.com, this is actually today is actually when they are first ever introducing this to the
rolling
world.
Rolling it out today.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and we're as a part of This Pipe Life, they are actually if you go to thispipelife.com. and sign up, they are actually giving away a free Stanwell for the next 6 months.
Dude!
And my understanding is the more you sign in, the more you have the opportunity to win that pipe.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Check it out, man. But we're really excited to be a part of this because it's going to bring, you know, kind of the online, you know, community to people that, you know, just want a young, fresh look at pipe culture. So, anyway, we think it's a good fit. We're really happy to be here with them.
Yeah, check it out, thispipelife.com, man. This is really exciting. We've already gotten a chance to see some big names. I remember actually last night walking into the tent.
Yeah.
And just being greeted by giant hugs and getting a chance to meet both listeners and then also, man, it's kind of crazy discovering like some of the folks in the business that are listening to us.
I know.
I kind of
yeah.
feel like the pressure's on. You know what I mean?
This guy walked up earlier and he was like, "Your voice sounds so familiar." And then he saw the banner that we were with. So
really great. We actually did a Periscope last night from the Pipe Smoking Tent. We're trying to do that today as well.
We'll kind of get periodically through that, Bo. I'm gonna give you a hard time. You like to pull out those periscopes when I'm least expecting it, and so if I ever look a little disheveled when the periscope comes out, then I'm gonna squarely put that at your feet.
Man, that's the way that people want to see. I want to see John David in the wild, man. That's where it's at.
I tell you though, it's funny walking into a place like this and you know seeing people that have you know been friends with you forever, getting harassed by people that that love you dearly, and getting to meet people that you know are kind of some of people you look up to in the industry. Just probably 10 minutes ago, Petter Jeppesen, the carver of all the Europe pipes, walked in. He looked at me and he said, "Jan," and he hugged my neck. It was great. It was great. I felt really honored to get to meet him finally, and of course met Eric Stokeby last night. That was really good. Got to spend some time with him and all our friends at Lane and Scandinavian Tobacco Group. Brian Levine is ubiquitous at the show here. He came by earlier and just kind of said hey, and I think earlier this week did a pipe smoking class as well.
Is it blending, right?
A blending class.
That's right.
So, man, just a lot
of course, Brian's already given us a hard time. I mean, we're not here 2 seconds, and he starts showering us with
yeah,
lovely gifts.
And actually, he did give us gifts. I forgot about this.
Yeah.
So you got what was your gift again?
So it was both sweet and simultaneously insulting.
Yeah,
there were
appropriate and right. It was kind of that like damn with faint praise kind of thing. Right.
Something like that. It was it was like his family's copy of the War of the Roses.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah.
I asked him if he changed the story for me, but apparently the answer is no. But the most just insufferable thing that we got was what he gave you.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, I wish I had it here. I left it in the hotel room.
Good.
Because it was it was a lot to carry around. But he gave me a button, one of those buttons that it says Easy on it. I think maybe you get it at like Staples or something. But instead of Easy, he put mute on top of it. He made it a mute button, and he told me that that mute button was actually for you.
Can you believe that?
Whenever we get going, and you know, there's a lot of crosstalk, and maybe I have a little trouble getting a word in edgewise, then I'll be able to use that mute button. And when you say it, it says that was easy, and it's great.
And it was easy.
It was a very thoughtful gift. But yeah, he was kind of giving us a hard time. So we good to see him. We love him to pieces, and are just glad we've been able to interact some. He was real gracious and kind of taking me around last night and introducing me to some of his friends, and we were really, really happy to get to link up with him.
It's always great to see him. It's great to see a lot of familiar faces. Of course, yesterday they did the Father of the Flame documentary, I think they showed like 30, 45 minutes of it or something.
Yeah,
like
it
that.
Wasn't the entire thing, but there was a really good chunk. And I know, a lot of people didn't get to see it just because, they ran out of, time to get here on time to look at it. But it was a good showing, and I look forward to getting to see it soon.
I got to tell you, though, if it was like 30, 45 minutes, I mean, that's practically done, right?
I mean, that's a lot. He's got a lot of content, though. I know Rush has been around a lot. We've got to hang out with him a lot this time. And, the amount of connections, Jeremy has within the pipe and tobacco community is really, really impressive. And so, he's been able to get just a whole lot of content. And I think there's a lot left to go that they have yet to put into this deal. Yeah.
And we, hopefully we'll have a Rush on very shortly.
Yeah.
It's great. We're like we did in New Orleans. We want to really get a chance to pull on some listeners. And
that's right.
It's been awesome to meet some folks. And
that's
also,
right.
See some familiar faces, even from New Orleans, and so I think we're going to have some great conversations, both from listeners and from people within the industry as well.
And Bo, it's cool. You actually brought some pipes that were gifted to you. Is that right? Kind of a collection here. I know your premium corncob pipe that you're given. Scott Elve, I believe, made this pipe right here. And
he actually made both those pipes.
Of course, that's your Rocks pipe that our friend Two back at home, Two Combs, made. The Morta Rhino pipe. These steel shank pipes are kind of becoming a thing. You're seeing
and
more of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. Have you seen the radiator pipes, Bo?
That sounds familiar.
They kind of had this really cool, almost Art Deco look to them, which are really neat. But that's kind of becoming a thing. And, of course, this is a Savinelli that I believe I gave you when you had your first child, something like that. You were puffing on that one yesterday.
We talk about it, but, I mean, that's got to be one of my favorite pipes.
It's kind
of
special.
Mean, it may be – whenever if I want to be seen, that's typically the pipe I want to be seen with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that or my Rocks pipe. I think I'm contractually obligated to say that as well.
At this point, right.
Two could break me in half. He never would, but he could break me in half.
He could.
Oh, man. Well, hey, we got a great show, and we're just getting started, and we're looking forward to some great conversations. But, hey, man, before we jump off and start getting into the meat and potatoes of this particular episode, let's mention, of course, our sponsor for this episode. That would be Eric Stokeby, Fourth Generation, man.
That's right. That's right. We, like I mentioned earlier, had the pleasure of meeting Eric last night, and seriously believe in what he's done. He's kind of taken the Stokeby name and the quality that's synonymous with that, and bringing it, to the pipe world through his Fourth Generation collaboration, and it's really great. It's just a bevy of really high quality tobaccos that kind of feature the different eras within the Stokeby timeline, and also just a bunch of beautiful pipes. So, Bo, what are we featuring a certain one today?
Yeah, yeah. So, 1897, same as last week, Eric Paul's blend, which is a really awesome blend. It's an exquisite blend of golden light Virginias, bronze brown Burleys, and steamed black Cavendish.
Yeah.
So just a really nice sweet taste that's delivered at the base of that vanilla with notes of honey. And so with, any time that honey is involved in tobacco, you know this, I'm immediately like my ears perk up, man.
Yeah, I know that's been a thing, if we ever get your blend off the ground, we've kind of talked about incorporating some honey tones in that too. So
That's top secret information, man.
right. That's just what we're putting out to the public.
It could be Lancaster's listening. You got to be careful with it. Right. I'm just saying.
Man, that's great.
But,
of course, Fourth Generation also has a bunch of beautiful pipes to go along with their top shelf tobaccos, and typically they come in four different finishes. We have the 1897. That's the right year, right, buddy?
That's the right year.
It's the 1897 is kind of a bent pot shape, or maybe you might call it a brandy. It's certainly a Danish flair, though. And it's one of those that comes in just a real beautiful sandblast finish or a highly contrasted stain, either both in a red, a natural, or kind of a classic look.
Yeah, so. I get that it's shaped like a pot, but I mean, can we say like bowl or something? Because I mean, I guess they're all
bowls. It's a pot-shaped pipe.
I'm just saying, it's a pot. As was recently discussed on this show, there's enough confusion as is.
A pot is a shape of a pipe.
It is a shape of a pipe.
But I get it. Yeah, I get it. Now, I don't believe these are, you won't have many enthusiasts here today that will get those confused.
No,
you might elsewhere. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we got to make mention real quick about what's behind us here. We've got this.
Yeah, it's amazing.
There is this pressed tobacco that is right now, it is on the silent auction.
That's right. It's made by W.O. Larson.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking $1,000
for a tin of tobacco.
Yeah. Like this stuff it's got an amazing story behind it.
Yeah, but it's one of those things. They've debuted this. They're bringing out this special edition Larson tobacco today, and it's part of the silent auction as well. So I think the opening bid is maybe, I don't know, $100 or $200, but it'll kind of go up from there. And I'm just real eager. Whoever wins it, I just want to smell it. I just like to see the leaves, you know. They had a video that came out about kind of how they produced this, and watching it, I felt like I was watching a Discovery Channel documentary on some really fanciful thing. It was kind of nice, but it's exciting. I look forward to seeing that. It's in this incredible glass case. It looks like the Hope Diamond is protected in the Smithsonian or something, so it's kind of neat. But
we'll take some pictures, we'll post that up on Facebook, Twitter, and all that kind of good stuff. We'll hopefully do a little Periscope around it as well. So
man, it's cool being right up front here, because you kind of get to see folks as they're entering the show. And you know, it's a little overwhelming, and so you see the stars in their eyes, and then of course they look to their left, and it's like, oh, well, we know those guys, you know, those are our boys, right? So we've had that a few times.
It's been
pretty great, but we're right across from the eating area. They've got some refreshments set up, but we've also got some pipe collections that are on display, as well as a really interesting case full of Suge pipes. Including some of his stuff that is marketed by Drew Estate, but then also some of the more classic things that he's put out. So anyway, 80th anniversary for Suge Pipe Company, which is pretty neat. Northern Briars is just to our table's right over there. They've got a collection from one of the local pipe clubs of just an incredible amount of Northern Briars pipes. And I tell you, Bo, I don't know if you got a chance to look in that case.
Not
but
yet.
The pipes could double as like boat anchors.
Oh, you know, I have seen that. They're
gigantic. I took a picture of one earlier. It was a really bent Umpal pipe, but it was I didn't get it justice, so I was trying to find something that I could put in front of it to kind of compare the sizes, because the pipe probably weighs 3 pounds. Yeah, it's really impressive. So, but of course, Northern Briars always putting out beautiful stuff and hand cut stems and all that type of thing. So. Really pretty.
Yeah, great stuff, man. All right, well, we're going to get out here and represent the good folks here at thispipelife.com.
Yeah.
As well as Country Squire Radio. So we got a fun show planned ahead, and looking forward to having some good folks on mic.
That's right.
Get as close to the mic as your beard will allow.
All right.
Which, by the way, that is a studly beard, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very
much.
You're
rocking that. That is beard goals right there. Absolutely. All right, what was your name?
My name is Jim.
Jim, and where are you from?
I'm from Crawfordsville, Indiana.
Man, all right, so how long a trip is that for you?
It's about a 3-hour drive up from here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
not
that's
bad.
Not too bad. Is this your first time coming to the Chicago Pipe Show?
No, this is my second year at the Chicago Show.
All right. And how did you get into the pipes, just the overall community?
I kind of smoked pipes off and on through high school, but I was a cigarette smoker for a long time. I gave that up, and I kind of got the urge for the pipe again, so I hit a few antique shops and restored my own estate pipes.
Yeah.
And then it just snowballed from there.
Man, that's awesome.
YouTube was a big help, you know.
Yeah, the YouTube community is huge. Now, you actually mentioned that you just discovered the podcast. Did you discover us through YouTube?
I believe I was watching Eddie Gray's channel in the Pipe Nook.
Yeah.
And he mentioned you guys, and I decided to check it out, so I've been trying to catch up on the backlog of episodes.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's interesting, because the YouTube channel You know, we occasionally get thumbs down from folks who come to us looking for a YouTube experience, and we're definitely a podcast experience. So I always kind of feel bad about that for the YouTube. Do you typically listen to the audio, or do you also watch the YouTube?
No, I just listen to the audio.
Okay.
I download the podcast on my phone and
right on.
Listen while I drive back and forth to work.
Good deal.
Or when I'm working on my pipes in the evenings.
Gotcha, man. All right, so are you mentioned refurbishing your estate pipes.
Yes.
I mean, like, is this a hobby, like an ongoing hobby that you do?
More of an addiction.
Right.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time on the weekends combing the antique shops, looking for deals, and doing restorations on the ones I find.
Yeah.
Resell a few of them, hang on to the rest, and...
Are you selling any? Do you have anything like to show today, like at the show?
I was set up yesterday in the smoking tent.
Okay.
I had four pipes that I made and a few estates, and I've only got one of those left.
So wow,
it was a good day.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Oh, all right. So, you know, at this point, if you are finding estate pipes, fixing them up, and rotating them out, how difficult is that? Like, do you get emotionally attached to them as you're refurbishing them, or is it pretty easy to kind of, you know, rotate them out?
It depends on the pipe. I'm a big fan of Bulldogs and a well-made billiard. So if I come across something like that I like the way it's put together,
right,
I have a hard time letting those go. But anything else, you know, I'm not a big fan of bent pipes. So if I come across a nice bent pipe, I don't have a problem going through that and shipping it on down the road.
That's good, man. That's good. All right. Well, any just kind of thoughts real quick about Chicago? I mean, you said that you've been here 1 year before, so this is your second year coming in. I know you're just kind of walking through the door, but so far as a show, what have been your impressions this year?
It actually seems a little bit smaller than last year, the crowd-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, the show itself's just as large, but the crowd seems to be a little more sparse this year, but it's still a phenomenal event.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to be here. This is, of course, our first year at Chicago. We're here with This Pipe Life, thispipelife.com. They've been kind enough to actually bring us along, and we've been telling folks about this brand new community online. And so, man, you got to check it out.
Absolutely.
All right, brother. Thanks for jumping on, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
All right. State your name for the camera, sir.
State my name for the camera. I'm Michael Thompson. I'm known as Church Warden in our group from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah, it's okay. So tell me about the pipe community out in Indiana, man.
About in Indiana? Well, I don't know much about it. I know about the small pipe community in Fort Wayne.
Okay.
And I'm basically one of them.
An army of one?
An army of one. Our group is called the Fort Wayne Cigar and Pipe Club. And I'm basically the token pipe smoker.
All right, so that's interesting. So y'all's approach, rather than having kind of a straight up pipe club, is actually to have kind of a pipe and cigar club together. That's not a bad approach, especially if you've got kind of a smaller pipe representation in your area.
Right. But it's more cigar based. It started out as a cigar club, and then a few of the smokers in the club decided that they were going to be pipe smokers as well.
Yeah.
And I was originally a cigar smoker and decided that I really wanted more deep delve into pipe. My uncle was a pipe smoker, and his son is now a pipe smoker, and he's part of the YouTube community.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Mark Macon, or Macon Change, on the YouTube community. And so when I got invested in that, I went, oh wow, what a wonderful event. And then to come to the Chicago show, I broke my cherry 2 years ago here at the show, and it was just overwhelming.
Yeah, but, man, this is huge. So this is actually your third show then?
This will be my third show.
Third show, okay, gotcha.
And
gotcha.
So, yeah. I'm overwhelmed. I'm meeting two of my favorite guys, Bowie York and J.D. Cole, man. I'm telling you, this is the reason I came here.
Oh, man. That's,
I am
that's
telling you,
huge.
This is God's truth. This is the reason I came here. I knew as soon as I was listening to the podcast, you guys said, hey, we got great news. We're going to Chicago. I went, I have to be here. I'm only 3.5 hours away.
Yeah.
I got to meet you, because if I don't, then I have to travel 12 hours
to
Jackson, Mississippi.
That's pretty much the option, right?
Right.
And so it's a great chance to meet kind of the Chicago's the Midwest. That's Midwest.
It's Midwest.
Okay,
yes.
So it's a good chance to meet the Midwest annex of the Country Squire radio listenership.
Right.
The pipers out there. I got to ask you, man.
Yes, sir.
What is up with the kilts? I've been seeing a lot of kilts. Did y'all all like get a memo? Did we miss a memo?
No. I decided to get completely outside the box.
You weren't alone, apparently.
Yeah, well, I have always had a fascination for the kilt.
Yeah.
I am third generation Irish.
Okay.
Fourth generation, correction. My mother was third, I'm fourth,
there
and
you
so
go.
On down the line. But I know that the Scots were the ones that did the kilts.
That's right.
And then the Irish decided to adapt that as part of their gala wear. So I thought, well, why the hell not? I mean, how cool is it to wear a kilt?
Yeah, man.
Right?
Well, I mean, it's part of it. We, you know, John David talks about all the time on the podcast how when you're smoking a pipe, you're making a statement, right? So there's kind of a mental assessment of finding that pipe that makes a statement. In many respects, wearing a kilt is also making a statement
it
as well.
It is definitely making a statement. It means that it's fun.
More bow ties.
Agreed.
More bow ties.
Bow ties
than kilts.
Have become. Yeah.
So there's and been. So we have this on record. There are more kilts than bow ties.
Yes.
At the Chicago Pipe Show.
At the Chicago
this moment.
Pipe Show.
We might need to take a poll or do something like that.
There we go. But no, I decided that's it's what I wanted to do and to kind of keep my heritage alive.
Yeah, man.
Though, even though it is kind of Scottish on that realm, I decided I'm going to do the Irish side.
You know what I always say? You know how you make a Scotch Irish, right?
How do you make a Scotch Irish?
You take an Irishman, you put a little bit of Scotch in a mayo.
Oh!
Cheers.
Very nice. I like it.
Well, awesome, man. Well, hey, thanks for jumping on, Mike, and thanks for listening to us, man.
Oh, thank you so much, man. You guys are the greatest, I swear.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we are sitting here with the man, the myth, the legend, the legendary. Lassa, how do you pronounce your last name?
Peterson. It's very simple. Very simple.
Peterson.
But
I'm sorry, just giving
you No, in contrast to many Americans, my name is not Son, S-O-N.
Oh, it's not
S-E-N.
Oh, okay.
But
so the spelling
actually means the same thing. So S-E-N kind of in Denmark is Son.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right, so Lasse Peterson of the Scandinavian Tobacco Group.
Yep.
Man, first of all, you know, obviously for the last several episodes, you guys have been sponsoring the show. We've been showcasing some wonderful blends,
yeah.
Historic blends from Lane and then also just across the Scandinavian Tobacco Group. And it's been great to see the listener responses. People have really enjoyed hearing little bits, the tobacco trivia that we like to throw out from time to time about y'all's products. And it's been really great. We're honored to be here today as part of this Pipe Life, a brand new online community.
Yes.
And we're broadcasting actually from the This Pipe Life booth here at the Chicago Pipe Show. And so This Pipe Life, why don't you tell the folks a little bit about This Pipe Life and what they can expect from this brand new community?
Sure. So as you kind of hinted at, I'm from Denmark originally and has been working here with Scandinavian Tobacco Group for 2 years now. And one of the first things I did over here, because the U.S. market is a very unique market in terms of marketing and in terms of the community you can build and the interaction you can have with the consumers. So we're not allowed to have consumer-facing websites anywhere else in the world, really. So just the fact that we were able to do this in the U.S. and that we're able to speak directly to the consumers is extremely nice. But one of the first things I did was I tried to Google what is pipe tobacco, how to pack a pipe. And just, you know, because everybody nowadays Google, right?
Right.
And I didn't really find anything. What I found was retail stores, you know, all the online retailers and you know, some of the other online magazines. But, you know, for example, Pipes Magazine, which is a great community too, by the way. It's just, in my mind, I got kind of overpowered about the wealth of information coming out there. So it's kind of I had a tough time navigating in there. And I just wanted to understand what it was, right?
Sure,
being all new to this. So what we decided.
You wanted something non-threatening.
I want something that didn't kind of that wasn't 200 pages of great information and
right,
more. Just
right.
I just wanted the basics,
the cliff notes, if you will.
Right. So what we decided to do was to build this new website called thispipelife.com, as you talked about, which is launching today.
Yes, sir.
It's been a little bit over a year away, underway.
Wow.
We spent a long time talking about it, developing it, taking pictures for it, and just figuring out kind of where its place was. And so what this is going to be, and that's the goal, and it's definitely going to be this, is that it's going to be the first step for any pipe smoker in the world, primarily the U.S., you know, the first thing they see when they think of pipe smoking and when they Google anything to pipe smoking. So my vision is, you know, any new pipe smoker that, or any guy that just sees a guy smoking a pipe and, you know, wants to know more about pipe tobacco, they Google about pipe tobacco, and this is the thing that comes up. So this is their first view into pipe tobacco, into the universe, and then, you know, when they get hooked on it, and when they think this is the best thing in the world, which it is, they can kind of migrate over to the other forums and the other sites and learn so much more than what we can give them. So right now there is a forum in there, there is articles in there, there is links to all the shows that are available to pipe clubs. So it's what we're trying to do is just showcase this big community there is, and it's not just the stereotypical old guy sitting in his own house smoking a pipe.
There's definitely a great freshness to the website. I remember some concepts that y'all were able to show us a couple of months ago, and it really got us hyped. We're really excited about the community. Looking forward to being part of the community ourselves at thispipelife.com. So, actually, y'all have a contest going on as part of the launch as well.
We do.
You want to talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, for sure. So, all you got to do is just register. It's thispipelife.com. It's very straightforward. I don't think I need to spell it, but just register and you're automatically signed up for the giveaway. We give one Stanwood pipe away each month, and we do it for the next half year. And you get another. It's actually really cool. You get back every single day and just log in. All you got to do is just log in, and you immediately get another kind of lottery ticket in the bowl. And you increase your chances of winning. So again, with this, it's just, we want people to come back every day. We want people to interact. We want people to ask questions to us, but also to each other. So, the forum is also completely new. It's not mm-hmm. the traditional forum. You'll see that it's very much HTML text. It's a very much of an engaging. You can think of it a little bit like a Facebook engagement.
Okay.
It's very, very
visual.
Very visual and very clean to the eye, but also very easy to kind of navigate.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
All right, well, I wanted to ask you another question as well, because, there's a buzz going on here at Chicago.
Sure.
Back behind us right now, we've got the silent auction. And there's one particular item in the silent auction that has got everybody clamming around it. It's a glass fixture with a shining gold light pointing on a, ladies and gentlemen, $1,000 tin tobacco. So what's the story behind this tin tobacco?
So it's actually a really cool story. There's only made 200 of them in the whole world. They're going to be launched across the world at approximately the same time. We got 40 of those here in the U.S. So we got approximately 20% of what is produced. It's a one-time limited edition.
Man.
It's very cool. And the cool thing about it, as you said, it's a $1,000 retail price. And we donated it one here for the silent auction just to preview it a little bit. I was very, very nervous that I wouldn't get it in.
Yeah.
We actually landed in our warehouse on Wednesday.
Woo!
And we left here for Chicago Thursday.
You just barely met it.
a shout out to our supply chain people, because they really did a good job to make sure that I have it here. But just to give you a little background on the tobacco. So it's produced in Denmark. It's a mix of 21 different tobaccos. It's primarily Virginias. They use some of the old belt Virginia here from the U.S., but also some from Africa. It's a good mix of mellow Virginias. There's some Burley in there. Some Dockfired, there's some Cavendish.
Man.
And then there's this really, really, obviously it's the best tobaccos we could ever source, because it has to.
Oh, it
have
to, yeah.
We can't, that is, you're going to have a blend that is the best tobaccos available.
It's the premium of the premium.
Premium of the premium. It's a super premium concept. But the cool thing about this is the flavoring. So the flavoring of this is extremely unique. It's a flavoring called Gale, and it's only, it's a plant, a flower, that only grows one place in the world, which is in Denmark. And the even more kind of a little twist to it is that it only grows in this wetland area, almost like a swamp, but we don't really have swamps.
Right.
A wetland area of Denmark that is under, it's conserved by the government. So it's like protected. So what they had to do, or what we had to do as a company, we had to get a written permission from the Danish government for us to go into these wetlands and pick only a certain amount, because we're only allowed to pick, I don't know the exact, unless I'm just saying a kilo or something, or
goodness,
2 pounds.
Yeah.
And then they took that flower, which has a very distinct flavoring to it, and made that into an extract, and that is the top flavor that you see that we have on it here. And then on top of that, again to warrant the premiumness, it comes in a humidor with a high-end cigar humidifier in it, and it has a hand-signed letter from the master blender. And I forgot to tell about that. The master blender is my name brother Lasse Berg. Out of Denmark, he's our master blender.
Because Lasse is like, it's like Smith over in Denmark.
No, I wish. it's a fairly average name, but not that many people. I only know like five people.
Fair enough.
But apparently we tend to like the pipe tobacco business. So Lasse Berg, master blender of Scandinavian Tobacco Group, and the brainchild behind this.
Yeah.
The last little caveat I want to connect to this, Bo, is that it's a flake. But it's a very loosely pressed flake.
Right.
So it comes in a pluck kind of format, but you can break it off with your fingers.
Real smooth, real easy.
Really smooth, and it's he hand pressed that. And he's the only one in the world that does that. That's what you did back in the old days. Nobody does it anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So it's got a lot of very different touches to it.
No, there's an art form there that's to some extent been lost, and it's great to see him kind of bringing that back into the the process here. All right. So let me ask you this: with kind of the history of this pipe tobacco, how many did you say that were available?
There's 200 in the world. Here in the U.S., we have 40.
My goodness.
And it's gonna be obviously, we as Lane do not sell, or Scandinavian Tobacco Group Lane, we do not sell directly to stores.
Sure.
So it's going to be available through the wholesalers that we work with, then down to the stores, and then hopefully it'll hit the 40 very lucky consumers that gets to be a part of this.
Man,
gets to have one.
It's going to be
on top of that, just right here, one lucky silent auction bidder will get to take this home and be the first one in the whole world to have this.
Yeah, that's so cool. All right. So correct me if I'm wrong, but y'all have actually got a bit of a video as well that kind of tells the story.
We do have a video. Actually, I think you're the only one that has seen it here in the U.S.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you when will that become publicly available?
That's a good question. I haven't really thought about that yet, because
I'll be watching this Pipe Life then.
This Pipe Life. We'll definitely do a feature on it, on this Pipe Life. Go in there. It's not there yet, but it will. The preview demo we have here, and the one we are offering away to the silent auction, is actually 3 months before everybody else gets to just have a crack at it. We're launching this in end of July, so the person that wins it now is very unique for at least the next 3 months. And on top of that,
awesome.
You know, 1 out of 200, that's cool. But yeah, for sure, we will upload that video to this Pipe Life and have that be a permanent feature there, and people can just get some more info about it.
That's exciting, man. Well, Lasse, thanks for jumping on Country Squire Radio, and man, thanks for being a sponsor of the show and someone who is very interested in the community and the culture that surrounds not just the pipes, not just the tobacco, but the people. And
sure, bro. We appreciate what you do to the community as well, and we like you guys a lot.
Thanks, brother.
Continue the good work.
Will do.
There we go.
How about that? All right, Charlie. What's your last name?
Shear.
Now, this is great because we kind of consider you a hometown guy.
Although Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg, all right.
Represent.
But you often come up to the Squire quite a bit.
Love it.
So, all right, remind me, what exactly do you do?
I teach at the University of Southern Miss, and that's the platform for like 100 different other projects.
Okay, so just when you're traveling for pipe shows.
No, I go to the pipe shows because I'm a fan.
All right, gotcha. Well, I mean, that's good. That's what they're here for. So this is your...
Glad you guys came up. This is a big deal for...
Man, we're excited.
Mississippi is representing at the...
It's tough to get Mississippians up to Chicago, man.
Yeah. Well, there's a history of that. Like, all the, folks coming from the Delta up to Chicago to live during the 30s and the 20s and created, like, a whole new music. You know, that was, like, the... So there is a Mississippi-Chicago connection that's very historical.
Well, and even, like, neat. Jackson, there's a lot of people who, their family's in Chicago, but they live in Jackson or vice versa.
The Delta. Like, as many students who are, I've got family in Chicago. Like, they're, they live in Mississippi. And then there's tons of people in Chicago. Oh, my grandmother lives in Mississippi. So there's always been that, Chicago-Mississippi thing.
All right, so how many pipe shows have you gone to?
This is... one of two that I'll go to this year. I probably won't be able to go to many more, but I think it's probably around the 20-somethingth Chicago show.
Man, the 20th Chicago, so you've been to the Chicago show 20 times.
About that many, yeah.
Man, all right. So you, at this point, you're an expert. You can teach us a couple of things.
No, I just walk around and soak it in and learn.
It's huge, man.
It goes.
I'm kind of nervous to even get back in there because I don't even know where to start.
It's kind of intimidating, but it's fun. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, so, I mean, at this point, with you coming to so many shows, especially as a fan, specifically as an enthusiast, I would imagine you come with a couple of dollars in your pocket and leave with a little bit few.
I mean, occasionally I'll come and not buy a single thing. It just sort of depends. I'm just a fan. I don't have a ginormous collection, but I just enjoy looking at it's like an art show, it's like going
it really
to
is.
If you go to a guitar show, you don't have to buy every guitar, but you can look at it and go, wow, that's really cool guitar. It's no different.
Man, that's a good mindset to have. I mean, I was actually telling John David beforehand, he was nervous about just how light his wallet would be when it's said and done.
Don't have to come here to buy. I mean, obviously for some of the carvers, they want to get their stuff out, and especially for people for whom that's their full-time career.
Yeah.
But and there has been a significant shift in the last couple of years towards a different type of show, which I think is, you know, that's kind of important to think about, like, for the future. But I dig that. I think that, you know, to have people that are a full-time carver, they've given up whatever, you know, other career they're going to do something like this, then they do want to come in and sell stuff. And,
absolutely.
You know, so that's unique.
Well, have you seen anything this year that's really been a standout product in terms of shape or anything?
Abe Herbaugh started about 4 years ago. He's doing some of the most creative work I've seen in a long time from anybody. There's a lot of new people from Sweden. Jonas Rosengren's been here a few years. He's developing really nicely. I've always loved Nate Armentrout. I think he's one of the better American carvers, and his stuff is really getting different. And then you have people who do really traditional shapes, like Valmer Nielsen from Sweden. I love their stuff. I've got, you know, an affinity for the traditional stuff. I mean, so there's some, you know, no matter how you shake it, there's always going to be a group or a person that's, you know, up and coming.
You have kind of a similar mindset to me when it comes to buying pipes, and especially, you know, would you say that it really has to kind of speak to you? Like, it's not necessarily that you have something in particular looking for, but...
I mean, like, I just, you know, I look at it as a catches your eye, like a what do they call that in the real estate biz? Curb appeal.
Oh, curb appeal. Yeah.
Like, I just, you know, I think, oh, you know, which you
curb
know,
appeal's huge with pipes. I didn't even thought about it like
you
that.
Kind of
like
you have to imagine what would it be like if I,
right,
you know, if I, and you know, one of the fun things about it is having different moods, and so yeah, I think that is part of it.
Representing
sort of how something hits you.
That's good, man. All right, so yeah.
Enjoy your show, guys.
Any tips?
There's an ATM outside.
Come prepared.
Yeah, that thing is probably going to be empty by probably lunchtime.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Have fun, man.
It's going
to
be a good
Glad
one.
Glad to have you guys here up from Mississippi.
Yeah, so, man, representing.
Enjoy.
Thanks for jumping on mic.
You bet.
It's not too bad. All right, so Steve?
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Last name's Benetham.
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 Okay, now that is German?
It is, yeah. It's European. I don't really know the origin of it, but it's definitely European. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I mean that's got a part of it these days. But you're definitely from the Midwest.
Yes, yeah, right, I live in Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, I got it.
I rode into you, and I got some of the quickfire the Squire questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did 3 weeks in a row. You took from me. I don't
know
if you remember.
Oh yeah, man, that was great. Yeah. Look, anytime that we get this long list of quickfire questions, those are always fun.
Right,
we appreciate you doing that, man.
No problem.
All right, so you were telling me you discovered the show. You had been kind of been on cigarettes. You were looking to get off and wanted to switch to pipe tobacco. It was kind of a better method for you. And you found us.
Yeah. So the story is I smoked cigarettes for 25 years. Really hated the fact that I smoked cigarettes and wanted to get off of them. I do like smoking, and I wanted something to kind of replace that. And I stumbled upon an ad in a magazine that was just giving away a pipe kit, and decided to go that route. Of course, I got the pipe kit and didn't know how to use it.
Joining the ranks of everybody who's ever started smoking a pipe ever.
Absolutely, right. So, actually, I'm a fan of podcasts, so I was looking around for something in there, and the first thing I stumbled upon was Pipes Magazine radio show. And about the third episode that I listened to, John David was a guest on that show.
That's right, yeah.
And he was mentioning Country Squire Radio, and I said, well, I'm going to try that out. And, of course, you guys had already had about 100 episodes in at that time, and it took me a long while to get through them, but I got to say that podcast is fantastic.
Well, thank you.
It's really changed my life, and especially when it comes to pipe smoking. I feel like I'm an expert at it now.
Yeah, man, that's good.
I enjoy it a lot.
I still don't feel like I'm an expert at it, but I'm glad that John David was able to bring you up to speed.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome, man. All right, so let me ask you this. You mentioned kind of being into podcasts. What other shows are you listening to?
Well, let's see.
Of course,
Serial.
Pipes Magazine.
Serial is a big one that I like.
Serial changed the world, which is really, really great for podcasting overall, because all of a sudden it kind of became people were kind of waking up to podcasting as an option. And I tell people all the time, the power of podcasting is diving into niche focused topics, right?
You know,
whatever you're into, there's gonna be a podcast for it.
Sure.
And I think when Serial came out, we've had kind of two big jumps in kind of the lifespan of the podcast in terms of downloads and listeners. And the first one was when the Reddit guys got behind us, which was really awesome. And then the second one was when Serial kind of brought podcasting into the zeitgeist. And we had a whole bunch of people who were like, well, I like Serial. What else do I like? Well, I like gardening, or I like this, or I like pipes. And then they discover us that way. So it's it's really interesting to see how what an impact that show was to podcasting overall, and then how that kind of trickled down to us as a pipe podcast. It's kind of crazy.
Right.
But, all right. So, is this your first time coming to the Chicago Pipe Show?
It is my first time going to any pipe show.
All right, man. And, well, welcome.
It's thank you. It's very overwhelming. There's a lot of pipes here to choose from.
Yeah, no doubt.
You could definitely, spill all your the money that you brought here really
Dude,
quick.
I have you gotten a chance to walk around yet?
I have. Yeah, and
I don't even know where to start. Like, I'm extremely intimidated.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to tell you, I've probably got enough pipes. I was just going to say, I got enough pipes to last me for a while, but there are some things that I do need, and that's like a pipe stand, because all of my pipes are just laying on their sides on the counter.
There's a pipe stand right behind us as the silent auction, and so I'm kind of interested in that one. I don't have a pipe stand either, and like right now, it's almost embarrassing. At some point, I should probably take a picture of how my pipes and what my quote unquote cellar is right now.
Yeah,
it's like this little corner of the closet. It's terrible, but I would love to have something to display the pipes.
Maybe. Is it possible that you and I are going to be in competition to get that pipe stand over there?
I tell you what, if I put my name down, I'll put down like a pin name. You'll never know it's me that's bidding up.
Okay.
But there may be a bidding war. Well, cool, man. Well, thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for jumping on mic here, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me on.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. There you go.
Man, here on day two at the Chicago Pipe Show, and we're all a little overwhelmed, but I'm standing here with our friend Phil Morgan from Missouri Meerschaum Pipe Company.
Hey,
and,
John David.
How are you, brother? How's the show been for you?
Doing great. I mean, it's the Chicago Pipe Show is the premier show, around the world. There's no doubt, always has been, but it seems this year, for whatever reason, it has just been outstanding. The attendance was great. All the tables were sold out to exhibitors. It's just been an outstanding show. And even today, the second day, which typically is a little slower, and it is a little slower than yesterday, but it's still been a busy day. It's just
it's insane, man.
It's insane, and to get to see, not just to see all the pipes and the exhibitors, but to get to visit with all the friends you've made over the years and the new friends that you get to make at these places, it's just outstanding. We love the show. We absolutely love it.
I feel the same way about it. It you kind of get to reconnect with the pipe smoking family, that's the community that you've made, and it's a tight knit group. Yeah, a lot of wonderful characters.
And it really, at a show of this size and this caliber, it really becomes apparent because of how you see people from all over the world here. It's not just a regional thing. Like some of the pipe shows, or the smaller ones, tend to be just somewhat of a regional group that you see. This one, however, is an international
it's
one.
It's insane.
I mean, see people from all over the world here. And we meet friends from Scotland that we've only met here, that we see them here every year.
That's
it's
so
just,
cool.
It's just great. And they're all pipe smokers. They're all part of the community.
Yeah.
And they're just great people.
Man, that's really great. Yeah.
It is.
Well, as you know, we're big fans of Missouri Meerschaum and have carried them in our shop for a long time. But what has been the hot seller? I mean, I know one thing you've done with Jason Dagner that's been kind of a cool collaborative effort. Can you kind of tell us about that?
Yeah, that was, Jason has a great presence in social media, which has helped. It's not just good for him, that's good for all of us who are in the pipe community. But he approached us about doing a Cobb version of one of his pokers.
Yeah.
And he gave us the design. We worked on it until we got it right, and we launched it actually about 2 weeks ago probably, but this is the big launch of it here. So And working with Jason has been, you know, it has been great.
He's, yeah, a lot of energy, real
lot,
creative.
A lot of energy, yeah. Demanding on quality, which yeah. is the way he should be.
Which is what
and,
you want,
and,
yeah.
It's got our name on it, his name on it, so it was a great, great collaboration. So,
that's great. That's yeah. great. What's the retail, what's the price point on that pipe?
That, the normal price is right yeah. at $24, $23.99, okay. like that. Here we've been selling it for $20 just because we yeah. figure if people are going to make the effort, you know, to come to,
the
to
show.
A show or whatever, then we give them a little break
yeah.
on it.
So. I love, we were talking earlier about the size of the pipe. It's a real handy poker, but it's got a generous bowl on it. So,
yeah, it does. Yeah. It's and that's, you know, I was telling you earlier, the my concern with it, whenever I saw what the dimensions were and we yeah. actually made one, I thought, man, this is a small pipe
yeah.
for the price. And for a corn, for the price for a corn cob,
of a cob
pipe.
Right.
But then once you start looking at the bowl itself will hold as more than the Legend pipe, which you guys are familiar
right.
with, and
right.
A little less than the Country Gentleman, which is a big pipe. But it's in between the two, which to me is almost a perfect size
yeah.
bowl.
Yeah.
So it's ended up being a very compact, convenient pipe because
yeah.
you can put it in your shirt pocket, but yet you can light it up and smoke it for 20 minutes or so.
That's
so
it's, nice. It's, and the silver band that you put on it,
yeah.
the little metal
yeah.
band, it makes
yeah.
it look really sharp.
Yeah, kind of dressed so, it up a little
yeah.
bit. It's got an acrylic stem on it.
Yeah, which is
know,
nice. Yeah.
Which is,
a
little bit, it's an upgrade from the stems that we normally put on
sure.
our pipes. So
sure.
it,
did they take a filter now? Or are they,
no, they
are
don't.
They, no,
no
filter
no,
on the on the.
And on that one,
okay.
you I don't think you could because the shank itself
just too short.
Is too short.
Yeah.
You know, so I just don't think you could do a filter on that one.
That's
but the stem is chamfered, you know,
yeah.
on the end, so you know to reduce the gurgle and all of that
which
as much
really
as
nice.
Possible. Yeah,
yeah.
So
it's great.
Yeah.
Love the detail y'all put into everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Man, any exciting things coming up soon for Missouri Meerschaum?
No, we launched a couple new lines, new pipes. So one of them is a little. Everybody's doing a Devil Ants style
man,
pipe
it's
now,
the thing,
but
man.
We didn't want to call it Devil Ants, so we just call it the Little Devil.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
we did
I like
a,
it a lot.
A Cuddy version. Well, they're all a Cuddy version, but one's just the typical bowl.
Yeah.
The other has an acorn bowl on it,
yeah.
so, which is kind of a cool little pipe.
I like it a lot. I bought the one that sits, actually,
yeah.
I think earlier
yeah.
today.
We had such a great time talking with Phil, one of our favorite people in the industry. And actually, while we were recording this, I was using a new device, and unfortunately, it kind of faded out midway through the conversation. But they've got some amazing things going on, which we'll continue to talk about in the future. Of course, we love the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum, and we love their products. Not only do we love their products, but their products also help sponsor this show. In fact, the sponsored pipe for this week is the Missouri Pride. A really beautiful pipe, medium-sized bowl with a natural type of feel to it. You're going to get a real nice smoke out of this and one of the best priced corncob pipes that you're going to find anywhere. So you've got to check it out. It's the Missouri Pride. If you've got a Missouri Pride, be sure to smoke it this week. Take a picture of yourself. Post it up to Twitter. We'll be sure to tweet that out. Once again, we want to thank the folks at Missouri Meerschaum for helping sponsor this show. And we thank you guys for checking out their products and supporting them. And now, back to the showroom floor at the Chicago Pipe Show.
I feel like I'm tempting fate with trying to stream this long throughout
yeah, you
the
know.
Day.
Especially, I'm going to crash it for you.
All right, man. All right, so state your full name?
Mike Pflug.
And do you mind putting it out there what you do, what's your Reddit handle as well?
Mugwump867.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's right. We did read your comment, didn't
you
we?
Did.
We've read, didn't we read some other comments in earlier episodes as well?
No, I think it's just that one.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so how long have you been on the Reddit group?
I'm pretty inactive. I do a couple comments maybe a
kind
week.
Kind of a stalker.
yeah, you know, I belong to a couple other online pipe forums,
right,
and between the three or four of them, you just only have time for a few comments here and there.
Gotcha. And you were telling me that you're like, what, 30 minutes away? How far away?
Yeah, 45 minutes north of here.
Yeah, which is not bad at all. So you've come down to the Chicago Pipe Show a couple times. You're saying not as much of a big, huge trip for you since it is just a...
Yeah, I think, like, if I went to the New Orleans show or
right.
the West Coast Pipe Show, I'd probably be more immersive because you're staying in the hotel, you're on site. For me, it's just like, you know, pop down. If I can sneak a couple hours... Fortunately, the weather today is so bad, I was
yeah.
able to sneak away and not have to do yard work, so
well,
worked
man,
out well.
So this year, what's been kind of any observations from popping in this year versus previous years?
At the show?
Chicago show, yeah.
Bigger.
Really?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple extra aisles that typically are not set up for vendors and stuff, yeah. So I think they definitely...
It's a huge show. I mean, like, it really is kind of intimidating just to look around and see everything that's here. Have you bought anything yet?
Yeah, of course.
What have you gotten thus far?
I got one pipe and about 6 tins of tobacco.
Ooh, nice. Nice. Who'd they get the tobacco from?
I got some of the new Cornell and Deal, the small batch, the Preak Beast Monster thing they're pushing.
Right.
And I'm trying some of the Daughters and Ryan, the okay. Picayune.
Yeah.
Give right that on. A whirl. So I guess I'm on a pre kick today.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So when you come to these, are you mostly interested more in the tobacco than the pipes? Or
I would say definitely for me, yeah. I'm kind of a cheapskate when it comes to pipes. So like I pick up an occasional estate. Like my big purchase was a $20 Canadian today. So yeah, I'm definitely not
big
here for
spender.
I'm not here for the you know the big carvers, but
right.
I like to see, you know, what the new tobacco blends are. I like to grab the free samples, couple purchases here and there.
All right, man, that's good. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm curious. You know, you mentioned kind of being from kind of this area, and of course we're all the way down in Mississippi. How'd you discover the podcast?
I don't even remember. It's probably
you've been
mentioned
listening
on
long.
One of the forums yeah. or on Reddit or something.
Oh, right on. And, of course, you know, we're here today, speaking of forums, we're here today being brought to the Chicago Pipe Show by this Pipe Life, thispipelife.com, brand new community for pipe smokers. I know they're going to have some forums and some really interesting stuff going on. We're really excited about it. This is actually the first time they're unveiling this website on the world. You know, we were kind of hush-hush about it coming up to the show because we didn't know what we were allowed to say and what we, you know,
yeah.
and everything else. But it's a really great community, so definitely check that out, especially since you're involved with the online community.
Yeah, sure will. Definitely. Yeah.
Have you been back to the silent auction yet?
I have not.
Do you know what time they're closing it out? Because I like to wait till like the last 5 minutes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a sniper when it comes to silent
so you're
auctions.
A sniper. I'm a cheapskate, so I'm not going over there.
It's fair enough. There's the that cabinet that it's like a pipe display cabinet that I've got my eye on, and I'm just waiting for the right moment to get in there and get it.
Yeah.
But awesome, man.
Yeah, I guess they have like more stuff back there than they've ever had, so that's nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good fundraiser.
So I know you said that you kind of pop in for some time. Are you going to be around this evening?
I will not.
Okay.
No.
Well, we are going to try to do some sort of listener meetup, but we haven't solidified the plans yet. Probably should have, but we didn't really know what to expect before, you know, until we got
yeah,
here.
Yeah, right.
So just part of the whole.
What time? When did you guys get in?
We got in yesterday afternoon. I guess around four to five, so it was kind of in the evening. But it was good. We went over to the smoking tent and met some folks, did kind of a networking thing, and went out for dinner. Then I went to bed immediately, and John David closed out everything. From what I heard, it was him, Brian from Pice Magazine, and the guy from Oompaw.
Yeah,
we're all together, so it was like the trifecta of online
it's pretty epic.
Pipe podcasting.
Yeah. So some years good. I haven't been able to make it to the actual show. I'll sneak down on Friday to the smoking tent because there's always people selling stuff anyways.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's a good time, yeah.
Well, man, thanks for jumping on
sure.
the mic, and thanks for listening, brother.
Sure, enjoy your time in Chicago.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we've got him again, making his third appearance on Country Squire Radio. The one, the only, the man, the myth, literally the legend. Beard Corps.
Sure.
Jeremy Rush, ladies and gentlemen. So I think I speak on behalf of the entire internet. When's that documentary coming out, man?
Never. No, just kidding. As of right now, coming out hopefully in the next year.
Yeah.
The goal is it'll be done with a locked final cut the end of summer.
Okay.
And then from there, we'll start sending out for the film festivals. Expecting to be accepted and winning great awards and everything else.
Yeah, man. Making a major splash for the pipe community as a whole,
yes.
too.
Yes, yeah. And you know, we had the viewing yesterday, which was fantastic. Which we still
glowing
get
reviews.
You,
everybody was talking about just what the reviews were, man. It's just everybody was talking about how great it was.
Yeah, and we've actually had, even Mimo yesterday pulled me aside and said, hey, you do another viewing. I was like, where? Like, we don't have a place set up.
We could do something, man. We could.
Well, we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, look. I wonder if.
Especially since you haven't seen it, because you guys got it in a little bit later.
What about in the tent? Maybe we can at least throw it up on the tent. I mean, it's gonna be loud in there, but.
Yeah.
It'll look pretty.
It's true.
Well, man, okay, so you guys have been working on this, and as part of just the overall process, y'all have been gathering audio from pipe shows and also showing it at pipe shows for the last couple of years. Man, what has been your experience with Chicago? I mean, this is your third time being here, is that right?
Fourth
time being here. So overall, man, what's your thoughts and your feel?
I'm just happy to hang out this year. Well, which is a,
you got all your work out of the way this
right.
time.
Right. Well, and I just hang out anyways. Since I'm the producer, I don't really do any camera work or anything like that. I do help out where I can and where they want me or they don't want me, which is fine. But overall, great experience. Community is amazing. Everyone's been super welcoming, always asking when it's going to be done. You know, unfortunately for a documentary, it's a completely different monster and different process when it comes to film production. Yeah. You know, it takes about 5 to 7 years to complete a documentary average.
Is that right? I don't think I knew that.
I just found that out myself. I have another friend that does documentary film work as well.
Man.
And we were talking about it because he just released his documentary this past year. It's called Poverty, Inc. Everyone should check it out.
Yeah, definitely.
It's fantastic. And they got quite a few awards at, you know, the different film festivals too. But he was telling me, he's like, you guys are pretty on par. You know, you're at your fifth year filming, or not filming, we're done with production, excuse me. But, you know, you're there. You know, even a little bit early. So 5 to 7 years are golden.
All right, man. Well, that sounds good. Look, we won't put too much more pressure on you than we should.
Right.
Well, you know, a little pressure from the community is a good thing. I mean, if you want that, right? You want people to want what you're making, and I think it's a heavily desired product.
Yeah.
You know, we're here today at Chicago as a here with This Pipe Life for thispipelife.com. Really excited about the new community, and you know, it might be something that you know. As it's going out, maybe the people in the forums will be talking about that sort of thing. Nice thing about the online community is
absolutely.
They've really rallied behind you guys from the get-go. And, you know, I'm kind of curious, how have y'all been keeping up with the online community, you know, in this kind of, I don't want to say a dry spell, but y'all haven't really had a whole lot to share out.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
We're terrible with social media. I'm in charge of most of it.
Yeah.
But really, like, we are terrible. Like, we just updated our site. I mean, and it's, you know, the thing is, in all honesty, like, we have our regular jobs.
Sure.
And we have to pay our bills. And so, you know, Chad's always traveling. I'm working two different jobs.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone thinks I'm Mr. Social Media. I'm really not. Like, everyone will tag me and stuff, but I'm never on Facebook. Although I did post something yesterday, but
yeah, you did.
But you know, I don't get on a whole lot and post and troll or troll. Maybe troll's not the right word, but you know,
no. That's fair. That's I could see you as the
you know,
the
and
internet
it's
troll.
It's bad. You know, oh, and Drew, if you're listening, let me know if you got your shirt because I know I sent it out.
I know you're handling customer service on you're doing your customer service on my Periscopes, man. What's up with that?
I got nothing.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought.
You caught me short. Thanks.
Well, hey, of course, the Grand Rapids and the Michigan Pipe community has been growing. Just recently, y'all, the newly named or newly renamed, I suppose, Furniture City Pipe Society up in the Michigan area has surpassed now, I think, 50 members, which is really great.
Yeah, we just got 50, which is fantastic. And on average, we have at least 20 to 30 at our meetings
That's
each
awesome.
Month.
That is awesome.
And it's great. And we've become more involved than just hang out, smoke your pipe. We've done, like, a seminar. We'll have a trunk show or, well, as of yet, we still want to do this, is just have us listen to you guys live and then tweet in and why you guys are live.
Yeah, man, absolutely. We'd love to do something like that. That'd be great. You know, anytime we could do something remote like that, or, you know, I'll be up that way, of course, later this year.
Yep.
So if... maybe if y'all happen to have a pipe club meeting or something like that, I'd love to come and meet folks. You know, it's been great because I remember the first time I went to Grand Rapids and I was asking you about kind of the pipe scene there, and y'all were kind of depressed, like, nobody smokes a pipe here, you know, which is wild because there are a lot of people
and
that do.
The first time you came out too was to that pipe shop.
That's true.
No less.
That's true. So I mean, like, you know, there was a little bit more of a, you know, I saw potential. I'm glad that y'all found it.
Well, and as are we, and I attribute a lot of it to Eric and his love for pipe tobacco, and has really done well, you know, being the manager of the shop as well, and then to the owners also helping out.
Yeah.
And
that's crucial.
You know, they gave three free trips down here. They
did
a raffle.
And see, that's huge, man. I mean, I think maybe if you're a pipe club president back home, if you're listening to this, if you're wanting to kind of figure out how to build your community, but more importantly, get your existing pipe club, you know, more loyal, more brand loyal, more attached to it. I think hooking up with these pipe shows and you know, giving away free tickets like that, or even just having, you know, bringing the whole club up, not only is a great community building experience for everybody to come and travel with one another, but it's also a great opportunity to meet folks in the industry and really, you know, see that, mm-hmm. you know, this is a huge community, and it's just been amazing to see. So have you bought a pipe yet?
I might have.
Have you?
I'm holding off on my second one.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Rush Jeremy, the one, the only Beard Corps. Check him out, fatherTheFlame.com. FatherTheFlame.com?
FatherTheFlame.com.
And be sure to continue. We'll, of course, keep you updated with the progress of that documentary. And, yeah, man, hopefully we'll be able to get a chance to sit down and watch it at some point tonight.
Yes.
It'd be awesome. Cool, man. Thanks for jumping on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, go ahead and get on up on the mic.
All right.
And say your name for the folks at home.
Michael Kessler.
All right, man, Michael. All right, so this is great. So I'm glad that you introduced yourself and pointed out the connection, because we actually met in New Orleans briefly.
Yes,
did. It's crazy, though, because, like, with these shows, it is very much kind of like you meet and greet, and then it's like, you know, there's so much going on and everything, you don't get a chance to really hang out.
That's really true, yeah.
Is this your first Chicago show?
This is my first Chicago show. I have been a member of Christian Pipe Smokers for a number of years, and so this is my first opportunity to meet a lot of those guys on the smoking forum.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so what is the show out for the Christian Pipe Smokers group?
I'm sorry?
How many people showed out for the Christian Pipe Smokers group?
We probably have about 10 to a dozen, somewhere along in there.
All right, good on.
For this one.
Good on you guys. That's awesome. All right, so what do you think thus far? I mean, I know this isn't your first show, because you've been to New Orleans.
Yeah, but the only other show that I've been to is New Orleans.
Yeah. So this one is, the New Orleans Pipe Show was amazing, and this is like, even grander. I mean, it's about five times as big.
Yeah. So New Orleans was a nice, intimate setup. You got to meet a lot of people. I got to meet really important people in the pipe smoking world. But this is the granddaddy of them all.
Man.
I guess. This is huge, and I believe this is the biggest show that they've ever had in Chicago.
Is that right?
I believe so. Yeah, because there's a lot of the tables that were or a lot of the space that was devoted to food last year has become tables this year, and all of the tables are sold out.
Oh,
and a lot of people are doubling up on their tables.
And that's
so
the
there's
thing.
A tremendous number of makers here, as well as people that are buying pipes.
Yeah, I mean, even this table right here, they kind of created the space specifically for us because the overflow, which is just awesome. I mean, you know. The Chicago Pipe Show, of course, it's been a major presence in the pipe community for years. You know, we're so excited to be here with this Pipe Life, which is it's a new online community for folks. ThisPipeLife.com. They're actually unveiling it here at the Pipe Show, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
And so we're really excited about that. So you said that you got plugged in with ChristianPipeSmokers.com.
Yes.
And do y'all often do meetups, or is it?
We do occasionally. It's usually regional. You know, we'll have a meetup and. For sort of the southeast, and we'll have two or three guys show up, and that happens at different times throughout the United States. But this is the place where, if you want to meet a lot of people in the forum, you just have to go to Chicago.
We know we've done different shows on the stigma of pipe smoking in kind of Christian communities. We did the pipe smoking and seminary episode and such.
Yes.
I'm curious of y'all's group. I mean, what's the percentage of pastors who are pipe smoking in the closet, so to speak?
That are smoking the closet. I know that there are probably three or four where their congregations absolutely would not approve of that.
Right.
And so I won't use their names, but
no, of
they
course
are
not.
Out there. Let me tell you. I'm very fortunate to be. I am Baptist I am ordained, but at my church, it's something that is very well accepted, and so we just don't have to worry about that.
Well, it's different from church to church.
It's sort of a Reformed church, and so there's a tendency to accept things like alcohol in moderation and pipe smoking, that sort of thing. So, yeah, we don't have any problem with that.
But I love the fact that that the pastors can kind of all come together, and the Christians can kind of congregate in a place where, especially specifically the ones that are their a home church might not, you know, might frown upon the pipe smoking. It's nice that y'all have a community with
you. Certainly Baptist connect. Traditionally, so, I'm Southern Baptist. Baptist traditionally,
man, yeah.
the worst demon in the tobacco is the devil's weed.
Right.
And the only thing worse than that would be drinking a beer.
Right.
At that point, you're pretty much going straight to hell.
Yep.
But, as some of these rules, which are not in the Bible, were emphasized, then the focus was taken away from Jesus Christ. It was taken away from the good news of him providing salvation for all. And I believe that the Southern Baptist Church as a whole suffered.
Yeah.
When you become focused on the wrong things, then your entire church is going to suffer.
You're getting ready for the core
message.
God
is not going to bless you in the same way that he would otherwise.
Man, that's a good word, preacher.
I got more.
Man, well, all right. Well, we'll definitely be connecting with you later today.
Absolutely.
There we go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, what did the pirate call? I can't think of a good pirate joke to introduce. Varge.
Man. He is such a person. And he looks nothing like a pirate.
Man, actually, now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I feel like you've been more active recently in terms of Syndicon. Did you just discover us?
So I'm a new listener.
Yeah.
But you know what? I have gone back and listened to every episode, and I am now on reruns.
How far back are you?
Oh, I've listened to every podcast,
yeah?
And then probably another 10 or so of re-listening. So, but I'm there every Monday.
Well, man, thanks for representing. How did you discover the show?
You know, I think it was just a random search on iTunes, just to see if there was anything out there for pipe smokers, and this one came back, and I listened to the first couple episodes, and then, boom, you're hooked.
All right, man.
You guys have fun. It's fun to listen, and it's great to meet you.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely great to meet you as well. Of course, we're here at the Chicago Pipe Show, here at this Pipe Life booth where we're broadcasting up today. We're really excited about this. It's a brand new community for pipe smokers online at thispipelife.com, and so really excited to be here. Now, is this? I guess if you're from Chicago, I'm guessing this isn't your first show.
This is my first show.
It's your first show.
This is my first pipe show.
Oh wow! Yeah. All right, gotcha.
And I'll tell you, it is a bit overwhelming. I've never seen so many pipes in my life. The people are wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's just been amazing to walk through and see such craftsmanship. It is incredible.
It does feel very much kind of almost like a family reunion of sorts.
Yeah.
Just getting a chance to meet so many folks who share, you know, the hobby. And it's what's also very interesting to me is the diversity that kind of brings people into the hobby. Some people are more in it about the tobacco. Some more in it about the pipes. Some people are heavily into the meerschaum. Some people are heavily into the briar. Some people want the really, you know, just crazy looking pipe. Some people are looking for the standard pipe, and it's just been really interesting to see, you know, what really draws people here. And it is, while there's a lot of common threads, it's also very different for a lot of people. Have you spent your money yet?
I did. My wife came along to make sure I didn't go crazy.
Didn't
because,
spend too much.
You know, quite frankly, you could pick one off of every table and you would be, you know, very happy.
Uh-huh.
But I narrowed it down to three. I got a Brandon Brooks. I got a, oh gosh, I'd have to open the bag to see the other two. I almost got a Tom Eltang.
That's a cool pouch right there.
Actually, this one in a box. Look at that.
Oh, dang.
They put it in a nice box and everything. It's kind of a Dublin shape.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a gorgeous
M
pipe.
M Stout Pipes. You know, nice grain on that.
And it comes with the beautiful wooden box as well.
The box came with it.
Yeah.
And then this is the Brandon Brooks one is really interesting because it's got what he calls an Aronian I don't know what that
So I've seen these style before. It's almost like a lava type of look, where it's got this kind of black dark stain on the outside, and then the kind of the cracks, the little carvings.
I asked him how he did it.
Red.
He wouldn't tell me. He said it's like fairy dust and unicorns. That kind of thing.
Actually, I remember John David talking about this a while back, and I think the idea is that they hit it with that red, like they carve in and they hit it with that red, and they do kind of a dark finish on top of it. If I'm remembering correctly. And I think it's they hit it with the red, they do a dark finish, and then they carve into it. But I don't want to give away any industry secrets. Maybe he does it completely different. I don't know.
I have no idea. And then this was the last one that I picked up. It's a little take on a Dublin from Roussel Pipes, a young family, first pipe show, I think. Great people.
That's cool, man. That's a gorgeous pipe. Well purchased.
Yeah.
And the missus is looking on approvingly, so not too much money.
She almost let me get away with one more, but it didn't happen. So.
It's all right. It's all right. We all actually, John David was telling me right before the show that he was a little concerned about how much money he was going to spend.
Yeah, well, he was right. I listened to the show about how much to bring.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Just, you know, either multiply by three or add a zero, I think you're safe.
then you're in a good place. Well, man, thanks so much for listening to the show. I hope you enjoy as you're carving back through the archives. And, you know, I don't know how far back is available, but...
You know, I think there were like 80 episodes that I...
Okay, yeah, so, yeah. At this point, I think we've done close to like 140-ish, okay. Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But that's good. The older stuff is harder to find intentionally because it is, it's not our best work.
Consistently great quality, though. I mean, it's
thanks,
just... it shows that you've put so much time and effort into it. Do you guys care? And it's a pleasure to have something like this to listen to every week. So thanks for doing it.
Well, thank you for being the official pirated name. Like, we should give you an award for the most pirate-like name.
Well, yeah. Well, welcome Chicago.
Pipe Pirate. That's a great idea.
Varge the Pipe Pirate.
Varge the Pipe Pirate.
That's from my wife. That was perfect.
I like it.
That may stick.
Oh, man. You will now go down in history.
I'm going to have to get a patch now, right?
That's so good. All right, man. Brother, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, Paul.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, really excited about this. Here in the Chicago Pipe Show, here at the This Pipe Life booth, thispipelife.com, really excited to be here. Ladies and gentlemen, I am in the presence right now of royalty.
I don't know about that.
I certainly do. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Stokeby. Sir, welcome to the show, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bo. I'm honored to be here.
This
is a great opportunity, and, you know, the crowd here at the show is amazing. I was here last year, and I think there's like seems like twice the amount of people than compared to last year.
Yeah,
so.
Man. So this is our first show coming
okay.
and seeing everything, and we were extremely overwhelmed. You know,
yeah.
I've tried to go and see everything, and
okay.
it seems almost impossible. There's just
yes.
so much to see.
I know it's amazing. So good show. I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see it on behalf of Pipe Tobacco, on behalf of pipes. You know, so it's. It's a really cool thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So of course, you know, you are a legend in the industry. Y'all's family
well,
has made
you.
Such a significant impact. And of course, we've been honored to feature several of your products over the last couple of episodes with the fourth generation. And I mean, we've just been blown away by the quality of your work. And you know, talk a little bit about starting fourth generation.
Sure. The idea came to me about 3 or 4 years ago, and I wanted to do something that really. You know, in a way, honored my forefathers, including my father and grandfather and great-grandfather. You know, it's basically four generations in the tobacco business. And so I had this idea that, you know, why not four generations? And we came out with the pipe tobacco first, and then it evolved into the pipes and the leather accessories. And it's just been, it's been a fun ride, really has. And
yeah.
Well accepted by the pipe smokers, so and we continue to develop new products as well. We have a new pipe tobacco coming out this fall, and some new pipe ideas. So it's a fun ride. It really
yeah.
has.
As you've been developing just the blends and of course the pipes for each generation, and with that kind of in mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, is there any specific element of that legacy or of your father or your grandfather that you wanted to really communicate in the blend?
Yeah, I mean, like, for example, my father, you know, he was both a pipe smoker and a cigar smoker, but he really loved his flake tobacco.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
The 1931 Navy Flake is really dedicated to him. It was his year, and, you know, I really thought about him when we developed this blend. So similar to my grandfather, he was not much of a pipe smoker, but once in a while, and he liked a really nice aromatic pipe tobacco,
yeah.
so 1897 is dedicated to him. My great-grandfather I never met, so I'm not sure about him, but 1855 is kind of a mature, natural sweetness from Virginia type of blend, and I thought, you know, this should be dedicated to him. So
that's awesome.
There were some thoughts behind it, yes.
You know, there's an aspect of legacy and legacy building that I think that most of us who come to pipes and appreciate the fact that this isn't just a burnable commodity. This is something that has a legacy aspect to it, right? You know, right. I can pass on my pipes to my children. You know, I've got pipes that were passed down through in my family.
Right.
And just, you know, what that means, it resonates with the pipe community. And so to be part of such a significant legacy, it's, you know, it, I think a lot of people are excited about these blends and then also these pipes. And like I said, we've just been so thrilled to have you as a sponsor for the show and to be able to let people know a little bit about your handiwork.
Right. Well, I appreciate it, Bo. And, you know, I look forward to continuing this. I meet a lot of pipe smokers when I do my events around the States, and it's been great. So
I've got to ask you, you know, obviously you've been to a good number of pipe shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with this year at Chicago, is there anything in particular that kind of stands out about this year?
Well, I think that what stands out maybe a little bit is the new $1,000 tin from Scandinavian Tobacco Company. And you know what? My hat's off to these guys because I think the pipe tobacco category needs something like that, something unique, different.
Premium.
You know, I love it. I love it. So I think that's unique. That's different. I think there are some beautiful pipes I've seen from Denmark. I've seen some from Italy. So there's some good things happening here,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Eric, we really appreciate you coming on the show and talking a little bit about your work. And, we're just honored by your presence.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Bo. Thanks.
All right, so state your name, if you will, for the camera.
Yeah, my name's Keith. Goes by Wandering Piper on Instagram and YouTube.
Yeah, man. So... you know, we were just talking. Of course, you've been listening to us for a bit. You actually found the podcast when you're kind of wanting to learn a bit about pipes. But man, how long have you been YouTubing?
I've been surfing YouTube for probably the last couple of years. Mostly, I'm an Instagram kind of guy. You know, I like to scroll.
Are you really?
There. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I like to keep up with everybody on the Instagram pipe community. And I see a lot of them here today. You know, a lot of folks are meeting them for the first time.
Right.
I've got to know them through YouTube, through Instagram. And it's really neat to meet folks in person here.
You know, I would imagine that, especially Instagram, huge with the pipe carving community, especially. You know, the podcast being audio, we don't do much with Instagram. I thought about opening up an Instagram account, and I was like, well, what am I going to put on there? Like,
exactly.
You know, I can't
exactly.
Do that. But I know that's just a huge space right now for pipe carvers and the pipe community as a whole. It's actually, you know, one of the great things is we're sitting here at this Pipe Life, this Pipe Life booth here at the Chicago Pipe Show, thispipelife.com. And one of the things they do is with the hashtag This Pipe Life, it pulls from Instagram and Twitter and actually updates with images,
yeah,
which is pretty cool. But yeah, man, it's a great space to be in. All right, so this is your first trip to Chicago for the Chicago Pipe Show.
It is indeed, yes.
Okay, and you are actually from Nashville.
I'm from Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Which we know we were talking before jumping on mic, and Nashville, I mean, it's started to make a pretty significant name in the pipe community overall with the Nashville Pipe Show as well.
It's growing very quickly. As young as it is, it's really taken hold. I think it's got a good location, being kind of central to the southern region, southeastern region of the United States.
Absolutely.
And it's growing very quickly, and it's great. I went last year, and they've already booked the location for next year, this year, 2016, and it's even going to be larger than it was last year. So
wow.
It's growing very quickly.
That's awesome, man. What about the community? I mean, are you part of a pipe club in Nashville?
I am, yes. The Southern Fried Pipe Club is based out of Nashville.
I love it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How long have they been going strong?
They started in 2015,
okay.
So they're relatively new, but they're also growing. It's neat to watch the pipe community, these clubs, everything grow. It's fascinating.
You know, the community is crucial, and I think the pipe clubs in particular, it's really important. You know, here at Chicago, we've had a chance to see a lot of different representations from various pipe clubs kind of come together, share notes, and
yes.
It's been really interesting to see that happen. Have you spent any dollars yet, or are you?
A little bit, yeah. Mostly on tobacco today.
Yeah.
I've bought probably, I don't know, at least a pound of tobacco so far.
Okay.
So
that's
I mean,
good.
There's Cornell and Diehl's here, and there's so many Setlev's here. There's so many great manufacturers, and that's definitely where my dollars have gone to is into tobacco.
Right, right. Well, that's good, man. I mean, you know, this is the place to do it and load up and. Man, after an 8-hour drive, you better come home with something good.
That's exactly right. Yeah, the trunk is gonna be full when I leave here. I assure you.
That's good. That's good. And you got your brother friend.
That's my stepson, Josh.
Stepson.
My wife Lisa's here.
Hey, do you want to jump on?
Yeah, sure.
All right, man.
All right.
thanks for jumping on the podcast.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Try and get in here without knocking everything down.
The whole fam. All right.
Okay.
State your name for the camera.
My name is Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Goins.
Josh, man. So this is really awesome. So this, of course, your first pipe show.
I've been in the Nashville pipe show.
First Chicago pipe show.
Yeah, first time Chicago.
Well, I'm kind of curious. How does Chicago stack up? I mean, you know, we talked about how Nashville is growing, but you know, coming from the Nashville pipe show as your background, how do you like? What do you think?
I mean, Chicago's definitely a little bit bigger. I mean, there's just more here, but I think that give Nashville a couple of years and it would probably be about this big too. Nashville's, I think, only had 2 years really now that it's been an actual pipe show, and it's definitely growing. There was a huge difference between the first year Nashville pipe show was open to versus the second year. Definitely a lot more people there, a lot more pipes,
yeah,
a lot more everything. So I think give it a couple of years and they'll be about the same.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. All right, so you guys, y'all took the 8-hour drive, and you know, we were talking about it. You're gonna take out 8 hours. You're gonna come home, make it worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've already bought two pipes.
Yeah. What'd you get?
I got a Dagner shot glass poker.
Ooh.
And an OMS poker as well.
Nice.
I forget which series it is, but it's nice. I really like the rustication on it. That's what really sold me on it. It felt really nice in the hand.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So overall, I mean, what would you say is probably the biggest takeaway you have from Chicago?
Oh, that's hard. From the Chicago Pipe Show or from the city itself?
The Chicago Pipe Show.
From the Pipe Show? Oh, I don't know. That is a really hard question. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Fair enough, man. Well, it's a great place to be. It's great to see so much artwork represented. You know,
yeah,
I look at all these pipes as just just beautiful works of art, and
they are very. I mean, there's a lot of talented people here. That's
absolutely.
I wish I could do it. To be completely honest, I cannot art.
Oh, awesome, brother. Well, hey, thanks for jumping on the show,
no
and
problem.
Thanks for coming by and saying hey.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And you're gonna be at the meetup.
Oh yeah. Yep,
all right,
we'll
man.
Be there.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
What a show, Bo.
Man, what a show. Hang on.
Are we on?
We are on.
We are on.
We haven't been off. we've been streaming.
Have
now.
We been off at all? I don't think we've been off.
I don't know what the running time is, but we've been it's been hours.
If someone's been watching for a long time, they are probably as tired as we are, and probably as excited as we are, I would think. There's just so much to do here, which has been incredible.
Yeah, it's been awesome, man.
You know, it's funny. I took a small little jaunt around here.
A what now? What'd you call that?
I called it a jaunt. I went lunting, but well, it wasn't lunting because I couldn't smoke my pipe on the show floor. But yeah, man, it was. You know, I took maybe, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes just through this little circle over here, and I made it through maybe a 16th of the convention. And
I have barely,
you know,
scratched the surface.
I can't, yeah, it's just, it's too overwhelming, man.
Like,
and with each table you go to, it's almost like, okay, I'm going to pick up this pipe. Oh, no, that one's $800. I'm going to put that down.
Right.
I'm going to pick up this pipe. Oh, that's $600. You know, I need to find the junk table somewhere, but I haven't found it yet.
No, you're sitting at it. No.
Right, yeah, we're sitting at it right
it's
here.
It's only the junk
here,
table.
Here, have a free pin. Have a free this pipe life pin.
I don't know, man.
It's only the junk table because we're here.
Right. It's a great table to be at here with this pipe life.
I know,
thispipelife.com, a brand new community.
Yeah.
That is available to you as of today. Today is actually when they are.
And we're rolling it out today. Yeah.
Which is really great.
Hey, Bo, one thing I do want to mention is all the York peppermint patties are gone.
Well, this is what happens,
but there are a few Lancasters left on the table.
Lancaster caramels. Nobody wants Lancasters. Everybody wants the Yorks. That's how I read that, and I think that everybody should.
Dude,
yeah.
What are your impressions thus far? I know we're both have talked a lot. We're met a lot of interesting people. But what are you thinking so far about Chicago?
You know, the great thing is just getting a chance to meet all the people. I mean, that to me, that's been the biggest takeaway thus far from the pipe show. Man, it all day long meeting great listeners that, you know, we've seen their names, we've seen their handles. Some folks,
right,
you know, meeting them for the first time, they haven't even said anything of the show. They came because they wanted to say hey, and
right.
It's been incredible. We've gotten to grab several folks on the on mic. I don't. We've had so many little mini interviews. I don't even know if I'll be able to use all of them.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it's great. We've just gotten a lot of really good content, and made a lot of good friends, and also met people we never thought we'd get to meet, which is pretty cool. So it's fun when people walk up to you and treat you like they're your brother.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you've never laid eyes on them before, but you've become a part of their life. So we're really, really honored by that. I am determined to walk out of this show with one really, really nice pipe. You know, you get to the place where, like, you've got a lot of pipes and you've got, you know, your kind of bevy of pipes, your collection. And so if you buy another pipe, you want something that's really, really special.
Yeah.
And so I'm determined to pick out that one thing. I haven't figured it out yet. I've got some ideas, but the options are tremendous.
Yeah,
stupendous.
Man.
Even
I don't even know when I'm going to get a chance to go look for one, man.
I'm just impressed I got to eat today. You know, I used the bathroom for the first time today in like 20 minutes ago.
I think that
I know our listeners are really eager to know that.
I was about to say,
like,
I think that definitely qualifies as too much information.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's exhausting.
Well, hey, man.
We've been having a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun, and, you know, it's been wonderful to actually get a chance to meet folks. You know, as we kind of close down the show today, and just kind of in reflection of all the great experiences, you know, there's so much more to cover. I mean, we've still got an afternoon of show left to go for us.
We do.
We've got the listener meetup that's going on tonight at 6:30.
That's right.
We're really stoked about that. One of the things I'm most excited about is not just getting a chance to meet listeners, but for listeners to get a chance to meet each other.
That's right.
And that's what I'm really stoked about.
We've developed such an incredible community, and those people have started interacting with one another from across the world, which I think is really cool.
You know what I want to do before we do that, though? I want to run by STG and see if they got – did they bring any Luxury Bullseye Flake?
I think they did.
Okay, good. If they've got some leftover, I want to bring it because, of course, Luxury Bullseye Flake is our last sponsor for this episode.
Proud sponsor of the show.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And so I think we got to celebrate with some Luxury Bullseye Flake.
By smoking that tonight.
Yeah.
It's cool because our friends at Scandinavian Tobacco Group, they are one of the most popular tables at an event like this.
Because they're giving away.
Because they just give away stuff, you know. They can't sell it, so they just give it away. They, you know, they get real happy about that. So everyone loves them. But obviously Luxury Bullseye Flake. We love the roll of Sweet Cavendish that goes in the middle of those Burleys in Virginia. It's just a real classic blend. If you're new to flake tobacco and it's something that you might be interested in getting into, it's a really good place to start.
Yeah, absolutely, man. All right. Well, I think this is it, man. Let's get ready. Let's go have the rest of the show. And
I'm gonna drink some Wild Turkey.
You're gonna drink some Wild Turkey. I'm gonna have to keep an eye on you tonight, man. It'll be a fun one.
Let's go have a night.
Let's go have a night.
See you, brother.
Let's go have a show.
Let's go have a show. We're doing it.
My hometown.
You've been listening to Country Squire Radio. For more information on this and other shows, please visit podastery.com.